Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.com. FM to get started.
It's the season 14 finale of The Voice. We're turning it up here in the studio, and the winner is, we find out all tonight. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm getting all kind of feels and vibes with the season finale happening tonight. I don't know how to feel. I mean, I wasn't surprised, but I was a little bit.
I'll say this. It's here. I'm excited. Like, the season's over. I feel like the top four contestants, man, they earned it.
And, they earned their spots.
I'm speechless.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like they definitely earned their spot. I think some of them.
Some of them. They earned their spot. So before we get into tonight's show, I'm your host, Chan Sasna, and I am joined by, my co-host, they're just glowing tonight. I mean, y'all just got the glow over there. I need some of that glow to come on this way.
Can I have a little bit? Your lip is popping. Hey, lip.
You know, just, it's light. You know, keep it simple. Simple and clean, you know.
I was just like, you know what? If we're going to celebrate this finale, then I got to come in with a bang. We going out with a bang. Let's do it.
Yes, 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 yes. So, did you guys introduce yourself?
Hey, everybody. I'm Monique Loveless, and I'm super excited about the finale tonight. So, I'm ready to get into it.
Let's get into it. Yes, so glad to be here, guys. This is our very last episode for the season. It's been fun.
So much fun.
I am Miss Candy Marie, and you can find me on Instagram at Miss Candy Marie and on Twitter at Sweet Candy TV.
Yes, so let's get started. I want to talk about some of our favorite looks from last night's episode and the finale tonight. Before we get into the performances and how we enjoyed them, what we liked, what we didn't like, let's talk about the looks for the season finale. Now, I know for me, I have really been a fan of Brynn's style. Mm. I think her style is always awesome, just very clean, but radiant and just alluring. I mean, I don't know these words. You're a stylist. You know the words. But I really have been loving Brynn's style between last night's episode and then tonight on the finale with the red dress, with the sparkles. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful, and it was her moment to shine. Mm-hmm. Tonight was her night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I liked her finale look. It was very beautiful. But the main person who I loved her look wasn't a part of the four, which was Jackie Foster. She had amazing style. But Jackie, as far as the four, I would have to go with, I love kind of between Spencer and Kyla. Spencer has more of an edge. She has that edgy feel, and the mix of country with edge is different. And then Kyla just has I love big hair. So with the big hair and always a dark lip and like always very sparkly and elegant with a dress or something that snatches the waist in and, you know, props up the girls.
Gotta get the waist snatched.
So she always looks amazing. So yeah.
Yes, ladies. You know, can we just say that the ladies in the top four is just hands down, just beautiful. I want to touch on what both of you ladies have said. I love the fact that Brynn always looks like a 14, 15-year-old girl. Yes. I appreciate whoever's been dressing her. She's not looking too old. She looks beautiful. She looks classy. And I think that's the same energy that we've received from her all season. This this beautiful, classy young woman. Going to Kyla and Spencer. Absolutely. I think you nailed it. Kyla, what I love about her, she's so bold. She's so confident. I love her hair. I was going to say, when you asked that question, Kyla, all the way. I love everything about her, her confidence. And it just shows, like, and everything that she wears is very flattering. Same thing with Spencer. I loved her hair. I thought her hair was really, really cute.
Yes, so cute.
But I can't leave my boy Britton out. He looks so handsome.
So handsome.
So handsome. I think that the stylist for this show, they definitely nailed it. Everybody just looks great.
I agree with you. Everyone does look great. And you made such an important point about how, you know, between Bryn and even Britton, how they're just looking their age. So many times you get on television and they put so, you know, maybe it's so much makeup or the wardrobe is so sexy and it makes the artist look so much more mature and it's not really capturing the essence of who they really are.
Yes.
So I believe that with a stylist on the show, with the dress, with Bryn, you know, being as young as she is, it kept the purity, it kept the innocence, it wasn't over-sexualized, and we were able to really see her gift shine through outside of what she was wearing.
And I'd like to just add this. Thank you so much for saying that, because I think that this is our first introduction to who these artists are to the world.
Yes.
So it's so very important that we capture the essence of who they are, their authenticity, and just like, because it speaks to them. What do you think as a stylist?
I think, you know, I think everybody definitely in this whole season, they gave everyone their own signature look, which was great because a signature look I always talk about. So make sure you guys follow my blog. I talk about that. Developing a signature look is what a stylist does for another person. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they definitely brought out everyone's personality. They kind of, the stylist knew what to, you know, bring forward and what to kind of take back from each and every person. So I think they did a good job.
Okay. So all in all, y'all look good.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. So, yep.
Awesome. So let's move into the actual performances. We have the top four. I mean, they really gave it all they got for the most part.
Oh, my gosh.
For the most part.
They rocked it.
They rocked it. They rocked to say kudos to all of the top four finalists. Who did we enjoy the best, just authentically?
My favorite, and it was, to me, if he would have done this, it would have been the win of the night, was Britton. Like, all out. Like, everything about what he did last night was incredible. He stepped out the box. He had fun. He enjoyed every part of the performance. I felt like I was at an award show. They had the BB in the back, which was for his initials. Everything about it was just like, it was on point. Like, I felt like I was actually at the Billboard Awards. That's what, take note, everyone else.
Yes.
Because it was amazing. It was definitely a performance that I loved. And I loved that he had a solo part with his guitar, but he didn't use it the whole entire time. So that was really like fun. It was my favorite of all night, and he blew it out the water.
I have to say this, Britton has made me a believer. You know, I'll be honest, I was sleeping on him at first.
Yeah,
you know,
you were.
I was, because this one over here was obsessed with his little cute self. But he made me a believer. I love everything about him. He's just such a sweet, nice guy. But that voice, like, I could close my eyes and know that that is him. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been saying all season. Like, I want to hear your voice. I want to, like, that's your signature. And I love him. I love what he brings. Mm-hmm. I agree. That guitar was such a great touch. It was something that we haven't always been able to see throughout this competition. So it was like really dope to see that. And not to mention, he's 18. You know, he usually gives us this very mature side of him. But to see him just kind of have a little fun and just like let go a little, like, that was cool.
Right. Yeah. I definitely like that he started out without the guitar, because he usually always plays it.
Yeah.
So this time he did just a solo performance with it, which was amazing.
Right.
So he did a really good, fun song. I mean, you know, it was fun. It was just, I don't know, it was a good, like, we never got to see that. It was more of a Rayshawn thing that we saw, but you know, he did it and it was great.
Yes. I believe that he absolutely blew it out of the water. When I was watching his performance, it was a standing ovation for me. I was blown away because the passion was there. The energy was there, you know, and it was riveting. He is a superstar. And like you said, you see him on Billboard Awards. I see him on the award shows, on the red carpets. I see him traveling across the world. I'm ready to go to his concert.
He's only 18.
That's the best time to start. He's the perfect. I mean, this is the perfect moment. He's the perfect age. It's just his time.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm excited. I think that it was cool. I think initially when we first started this show, we had so many other people in mind, and I have to say I was still a little sad that they didn't make it to this point. But man, the four that we did end with, they earned it. They earned their right to be in the top four.
Mm. Yes. I'm glad that it was them. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm glad it was them.
What is this laugh about?
I know.
What's going on? Talk to us. Now is the time. What's up?
I really felt like Pryor was gonna make it, and I wasn't really happy about that. Him or Caleb, and I wasn't happy about that. So I was glad that it was this four.
America got it right.
Yeah. America did get it right. Yeah, because sometimes it's like America gets it completely wrong. Mm, girl. You know, like completely all the way wrong. But it was actually a really, really solid pick.
Yeah, they got it right. So they were in they had the places, and I'm glad that they announced who came in what place. What did you guys think about that? Do you think that they got it right in reference to votes? You know, Spencer fourth place, Kyla third, Britton second, and Bryn. Am I allowed to announce? Did I shoot the gun a little bit?
Shot the gun a little early.
Ah, sorry.
But it's okay. It's okay.
Well, what do you think? I mean, I like Bryn. I've always liked Bryn. I've liked Bryn, Britton, and Kyla's. I mean, I like Spencer, but they're the three that stand out to me the most. And they have from the beginning. I've always been a Britton fan. But as of last night, I feel like based off of last night and the progress that we've seen, I kind of felt like he got a little gypped. But we all know that he really didn't, because they're going to be in the studio. They're going to work with him.
Yes.
He's going to have other people that are going to like want to collab with him, which is great. Like that he still is going to get that opportunity. But I think Bryn was good.
Good, just good.
Well, I mean, I like her. I do like her, and she's young, so I feel like she has that growing. But I think we talked about this last week.
I said we did.
I wanted Kyla to win, but it will probably be Bryn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll say this. I think that anybody who made it to the top 10, the exposure that you got, the exposure that this show gives you, it told your story. You know, it showed the artist's development along the way. I think that anybody who was a part of this show, if you play your cards right, you have no reason not to have a successful career. Seriously, yes. If you put in the work and you get the right people behind you, you have no reason.
Because
we have seen superstars touch the stage.
Right.
Hands down.
Yeah. And I like that they gave them the opportunity to also still perform tonight. Like, we saw Christiana.
Yes.
We saw Rayshawn. We got to see Johnny Bliss. You know, we got to see pretty much the other contestants where you're like, oh, shoot, I kind of forgot about them. Because there's so much hype about, you know, who comes down to the top eight and then the top four. But it was nice to see them again tonight.
Yeah, and bring them back. This show, you know, you talk about exposure, and, you know, it doesn't even matter if you win the competition or not. Using The Voice, using this show as a platform, that's really your money ticket. Mm-hmm. If you know how to, you know, work it right, work the opportunity right, it can open up so many doors. So sometimes I feel like with some of these shows, it's actually better not to win. Like, sometimes I think it's better to come in second or third place so you can have a little bit more flexibility with the deals that you want to negotiate, the money you want to make, instead of being maybe stuck in a contract for the winner, because sometimes it could be really, really tough being stuck in that winner's contract.
Right, and you know, it's so funny that you said that, because I think one of the people that performed tonight, Jennifer Hudson.
Yes, Jennifer.
She didn't win, but this woman has gone on to have one of the most amazing careers from any singing competition show that I have ever seen. She's an actress. She's a singer.
Like, she's killing it right now. So she's proof that you can really have an amazing career.
You can have an amazing career. Because Jennifer Hudson took it all the way from not all even just singing, but acting with Dreamgirls and just how she's expanded herself and really built herself to be a global, international brand that people recognize and people respect.
But not only that, but just imagine what she has gone through. You know, she lost
her
story in the midst of that success. So it's like to still continue to go through and to be a black woman in this business, you know, and to still kill it. Like, man, like, there is no reason that you can't be successful, you know, after this show.
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson is the definition of perseverance. And I think she's a role model for even people that get on shows like The Voice and things like that on how they can shape their career and keep it going and continue to evolve so you can stay relevant in the music industry.
Yeah. And I mean, to also bring it back too, because you do have the winner of American Idol who won The Voice today. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
Kelly Clarkson is...
Got my headphones popping up.
So Kelly Clarkson, I think it just all has to do with what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're clear about what you want. And that's the number one thing. That's why I'm kind of glad that Bryn had Kelly. Because she's a woman in the industry. She's done this before. She's had to deal with the people that she's probably going to deal with, especially coming from this type of platform, going into a music career. So it was really nice to see that she won and that she won with Kelly. So that was really a cool aspect because, you know, she'll be able to maneuver her. And then last night she did her original song, because they all did original songs, which were really, I love when people do their original songs, because that really lets you know if they're a real musician, because they're writing, they're telling the band, they're tuning everything, they're fine-tuning things. So last night, Bryn did an original, she did an original by, she did Skyfall last night, too, which I don't think was very great. That's an Adele song. That's very, very good.
Really? Big. You think... Okay.
But she did Walk My Way, and it was written by Julia Michaels. It was such a great song for her. Yes. Like, literally, and Julia Michaels already knows the radio, so it was, like, a radio hit that she already put out for her, which I think was a plus in Bryn's case.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with that on her side, and she already has people who want to collab with her, people are already writing for her, like, she's good. And she has Kelly on her side, she's good.
Yeah, Kelly, I mean, they make a dynamic team. But you know who else I think can really enhance your life and shape where you want to go? Maria Menounos, who is the
I love it.
And the founder of AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
Maria, conversations with Maria Menounos every Friday on iTunes. It's a podcast. It's totally free. If you want to learn how to just be stronger in relationships, in your love life, in business, she gives so many tips on how to just enhance where you want to go and give you direction. What I love about the podcast is she's like the big sister I never had.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need that advice, like I said, health, relationships, career advice, she's been, you know, working in the industry for so long, and she has such great advice on how to grow and evolve in your career.
Yes.
And she could probably even give some advice to some of the contestants on The Voice, some of the finalists.
Yes.
I'm sure they can all really take advantage of conversations with Maria Menounos for the podcast. So make sure you guys check it out. Let her know that we sent you to check it out. Make sure you like, you show her love. Every Friday it drops. It's free on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Conversations with Maria Menounos. You don't want to miss it.
Don't miss it.
Right. Exactly. I mean, how exciting.
Yes, but back to The Voice. You know what? It's always so interesting. I have to say, it's been a ball to you know, do this panel with you ladies because we all have so many different perspectives.
Yes.
You know, we got our tough critic here. You know, we got our ray of sunshine over here.
You were the tough critic.
I think I got drugged in the very first episode.
And you took a step back.
And then, well, I mean, you know what? I didn't take a step back, but I just needed y'all to understand that I am not the negative Nancy that y'all thought I was, but I will keep it real. But you thought I was the tough critic?
Yeah.
How so?
I thought you were more, not negative, but there was there was less people that you liked in the beginning than
I think. Initially, mm-hmm. yes. Because, I think starting out with anything that's new, you have to get used to people and you have to give them a chance. Yes. So I think initially, I think initially it was just like, I want to see who this person is. You know, and I think that's how I felt about Christiana. And I'm glad I gave her a chance. And some of the other people, but just to see how they've evolved. And that has been the word this entire season is evolution and evolve. And I love how they've evolved. I love how the top four have evolved. Kyla, especially, she's probably been my favorite to watch this entire season. But I'm happy that I had the chance to do that.
Yeah, definitely. She has evolved. Like, I felt like last night, the song that she did, she put her whole entire guts, heart, insides out on the
everything.
Stage. Like, I could not believe the performance she gave and the fact that she was like, you know what, I have two background singers, and I'm like, she was like, I want two background singers, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And she brought them up, and she was just, you know, even Alicia mentioned that, and she was just like, you know, you really, it was either Alicia or Kelly, they mentioned it, like, you really brought in the background people too, because you know how it is. Mm-hmm. So I really did like seeing her evolve, and I liked putting it out on all out on the, you know, finale. Like, she was like, this is all I'm giving. This, I'm giving everything.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, so it was good. I love seeing her all the time. I love her voice. I'm a fan. Kyla, I'm a fan.
Kyla is absolutely sensational. She's sensational. And when she placed at the placement that she placed third. Tonight mm-hmm. on third place, how did you guys feel about that? Do you think she should have been third? You think she should have been second? You think she should have been fourth?
I think... What do you think?
I think she... I mean, I'm a fan. But it was hard because I'm also a fan of Britton. And I also really like Britton. And I had the whole competition. I've started out with Britton, and I was like, you know, he's everything. He started off the show good, blah, blah, blah. And then Brynn, I always liked. And then Kyla, like, I loved her voice, but she grew on to me mm-hmm. in the first, you know, few. So it's hard to say. I think all of them are winners, honestly.
Okay. Yeah. I agree. Everybody is a winner, but... Unfortunately, there's only one person that can take...
There's only one person
take that can home.
Take the crown.
Honestly, I think that for me, it was between Kyla and Brynn. I think that their voices alone are just outstanding. Mm-hmm. I probably would have gone with Kyla, maybe over Brynn. I think Brynn is going to be a legend one day if she has the right mentors in her life. But just overall, just maturity, and just right now, I just felt... And just watching Kyla throughout this entire season, because I think for me, when I'm selecting a winner, it's like, okay, what have they contributed the entire season? I think that Kyla has consistently given us powerful performances after performance after performance.
But this is the thing: have they been too
for me?
Have they been too powerful? Because no. you have some. I'm just saying
you can never be too powerful.
I'm just giving you the feedback from the public and on Twitter and on social
give it
media.
To us.
Some people are saying that. It's too much sometimes. Like, you got to know when to
but
pull
what
it
does
back.
That mean?
You like you can never be too powerful. And I'm a say this, Adele. You can never be too powerful. It's her look. It's what mm-hmm. it is. It's her look. And and it's unfortunate that it's in this industry, but that's what it is because Adele is very powerful in each and every song. You can listen to her whole album and never say she's too powerful. She goes off and wins 25 Grammys or whatever, and or 5 or 6 Grammys and on 25, and you know, like 6 Grammys on like 2 Grammys on Hello. You can, and she's powerful no matter what.
Yeah, but
she doesn't draw back.
Okay, well, I understand Adele, but she's not Adele.
Well, this is the thing.
Mm-hmm. This is the thing with her, and I'm not saying I'm not taking any sides right
now.
I'm just bringing up the point because I guess. Maybe people wanted to see versatility, like a mellow side. Like, can you just kind of turn to?
But she did that last night,
and then
yeah,
in her overall, duet. I guess the overall.
I think for me, and being who Kyla is, I don't want to see weakness because she's experienced that so much through her career, being in the background, being that background singer, also being a heavier woman. I think, like I feel like she had to get that confidence, and she had to just let it show and let it all hang out. And that is what I've loved. I've loved seeing her humility. And for me, when she just sang and she just stood there, it was just like a bout of confidence. And that's why I love that. And for me, I guess that's why I'm just like, she can never be too much, or she can never be too powerful, because it's like she's putting it all out in the music for me. And that's what it is. And maybe, I don't know if I'm articulating myself right now, if y'all can feel me, but I just like, that's just what I felt when I saw her. When she opened her mouth, I didn't want her to be weak. I wanted her to always give it all she got, because she had something to sing about. So that's what it was for me.
So I guess it's similar to like this situation. You know, we had Jennifer Hudson on the episode tonight, who she looked absolutely stunning tonight. But, you know, speaking of Jennifer Hudson, you have like the movie Dreamgirls.
Yes.
And you know the scenario what happened in Dreamgirls, where eventually they said that... Effie. Effie, that was her role. I love that movie so much. How she was too much, and they wanted someone more like Beyonce.
The commercial thing. Yeah, the whole commercial. Yeah.
Well, last night I feel like she did give versatility when she did her duet. I was shocked when she did her duet with Blake, because she did have more of a falsetto. She had a lighter voice. So she did show her versatility in that fact. But I can understand you wanting to give it all when you're on that stage each and every time. I feel like her versatility was more in like, am I giving a powerful Aretha Franklin type performance, or am I giving a powerful like Adele type performance, which is just standing there and singing? So I felt like once the public gets to really like, when she gets on the radio and she has that hit, it won't, nothing she will do will be ever too powerful.
I agree. I love her style. I love everything about her. And she just has so much potential. Now, we were talking about, you know, what order you would maybe place people in. I would like to share my thoughts on what order. Now, I think I have been a fan of Britain since the very beginning. I personally think he should have taken the crown. But I could see how Brynn, who is right now, she's like at this place where she's like America's sweetheart. She's America's sweetheart. She's a sensational. And she really has the potential to be marketed in such a phenomenal way that can bring in millions and millions of dollars to, you know, the record labels and the contract deals that she's associated with. So I understand that from a business point of view, why they picked Brynn. But I believe that Britain, he has a sound that this world needs to hear right now, and a story, and such a unique just blend of just so many different things. So I would say number one would be Britain for me. Number two would be Brynn. Number three would be Kyla. And four would be Spencer. And it's funny because we didn't really talk that much about Spencer.
Which tonight. Is amazing as well.
And Spencer's really, really great. But, you know,
she's
like...
good.
She's good.
Well, I also want to say this. One really good point that you just made. This is still the music business.
It's the entertainment business.
That word business is still very much attached to it. So you're right. When it comes to all of those things, the entire package as a whole, because we still do live in America.
Yeah.
America. You're right. Brynn is definitely, she has the full package.
Yeah.
And she is only 15 years old. So there's so much molding and so much that they can't do with her. Yeah. So that's a great point.
Absolutely. So I want to move into another segment. I want to talk about judges. Let's talk about the judges this season overall, how we enjoyed the judges, you know, whose personality just shined through the most. And then also just looking at the teams and just how it all played out in the season finale.
Okay. The judges. Yes. I have to say, it's always been so fun for me watching the judges. Kelly Clarkson, man, she's so funny. She's so hilarious.
Yes.
I'm so glad to see that she won her very first season of The Voice.
Yes.
it was definitely really fun watching her. I feel like Alicia Keys, I feel like she's been my life coach this entire time.
I know.
Like my favorite quote that your boy Britton said was, "Your authenticity should never be rivaled by compromise." Thank you. It's going to be on my Instagram tomorrow morning.
A tweetable.
But yeah, like it was really, really cool. Blake, hilarious. Everybody. I love them all.
Yeah, from the beginning, I am a Kelly Clarkson fan. She just stole my heart with her Southern hospitality and her authenticity. And she was just herself. And it was so refreshing. Mm-hmm. It's really refreshing because a lot of the times what we see on TV is that either people take it back or they put on these personalities or these personas for propaganda. And I feel like she never done any of that. Like, she was herself the entire time, and no one took away from that. And so I loved it. Of course, I love Alicia Keys. And she's so mellow, though. She's just so cool and chill. Like, mm-hmm. she's just, like, back in the cut. Like, let me win. Right. I'm good. Adam, I gotta admit, Adam was doing a little the most for me this season. Like, he was telling the crowd to shut up, and he was speaking. I just felt like that was too arrogant for me. There was times where, you know, him and Blake went back and forth, and it was funny, but he had too much of an arrogant vibe for me. And I love, like, Adam Levine and Maroon 5, but that part, I don't know. That was just too much for me. And, of course, Blake is, you know, he's the goofy country guy who has this awkwardness about itself. So mm-hmm. I kind of, you know, when he does stuff, it's like, it's funny because it's like, it's funny, but he thinks like nothing of it.
He's cute. It's cute. It's kind of cute.
Yeah. Like,
okay, it's a little quirky. A little cute.
It is quirky. That's a good word for it. It's definitely quirky. Mm-hmm. But all the judges this season, I really, really loved. I have, like, when I watch other seasons, it's kind of like, sometimes there's like a judge that they add in, and I'm like, whatever. But this season, I love the addition of Kelly. Like, she made everything pop. She stole my heart. Like, I started following her, everything. She was funny. She's definitely a good addition to the show.
Absolutely. I would agree. And speaking of an addition to the show, she's going to be an addition to the next season as well, congrats. Which they announced tonight, which was awesome. We're looking forward to having her back next time around. I know it's going to be even greater. It's going to be even bigger. Now, as far as judges on my side of things, I would say I fell in love with Blake. I fell in love with Blake. His heart just is so tender, just from me looking on the outside. He just has, like, such a tender and such a sweet spirit versus maybe, like, Adam, who this season was a little bit more abrasive and a little bit more rude at times, and sometimes a little bit more disrespectful. That can be a turnoff, you know, on just all levels. Like, you don't have to be that way, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think Blake was the contrast to that, and it was funny because most of the season, they were, like, going back at one another because they're kind of, like, the complete opposite. So that was really, really funny, you know, and then we talk about Alicia Keys, how she was like a life coach. And it was funny because they had the segment tonight with Alicia Keys, and she had her booth and she was giving all this
advice,
all this deep advice, so profound. And then Blake set up what Blake's good ideas.
I will say this, I think that the producers of The Voice, they did a really, really good job, just like, you know, with all the little fun little jokes and the little little cute little parts they would add and edit together. It was really cute. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think they did a great job at just establishing and building the chemistry. That's what that is. You know, when you have those moments where the judges are interacting, you're building that chemistry, you can see the charisma, and it just makes you even more involved with the storyline of the show, because not only are you invested in the lives of the performers, you can become invested in the lives of the actual judges that are making the decisions.
Right. Overall, this was a cool season.
This was a cool season, guys.
I enjoyed it.
Yes, it definitely was. It was a good season. I liked really seeing, like, more of the indie artists this season, like Christiana. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would call him indie, but I definitely liked him. Terrence.
Yes, Terrence.
Oh, yes,
Kelsey,
Terrence.
Kelsey, a lot of Alicia's team.
Listen, the entire team, Alicia.
Team Alicia.
A lot of Alicia's team was really good, and I loved the dynamic that she brought in with indie artists. So that was really good to see this season too, and to actually see them move up, because for indie artists, it's very hard in this industry to, like, move up. It's very hard to kind of get your name onto mainstream when you're indie. Mm-hmm. So when people do it, it's kind of like, oh, wow, like, you know, like an Indie Irie or you know, just different vibes that you give. But I overall, like, I did like this season. Kelly put the touch on it because, you know, they bring in Molly, and I love, 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 love Gwen. But, you know, she dates Blake, so that was kind of like, oh, lovey-dovey type situation.
Yeah. Which is cute.
Yes, it just makes for, like, a cute storyline. But, like, Kelly, it was more like, I'm here, and I'm funny, and, you know. So it's been, yeah, it was a good season.
And I will say this, we cannot forget about all of the amazing artists that were part of this season.
Yes.
You know, we can name a few, like Kane Brown. It was cute to see Kane Brown perform. And, you know, some of the other artists that came in to assist with the coaching and, you know, to give advice and to help them develop. The artist development for me, I think, is so key, especially in this industry. So to see how that all unfolded and came together, I thought that was really, really cool.
It was really cool.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I really like that they brought back a mix of the artists. Like, even though they had, like, Christiana and Jackie Foster, they also had Johnny Bliss, which he went home seasons ago. I mean, you know, episodes ago. And then, you know, they had, you know, a few other people, like with Rayshawn and yes. a mix of other people in there that I was like, oh, cool. Mia. She was on Adam's team. Mia, she, you know, she had the deep raspy voice, and she went home episodes ago. So I thought it was really cool that they kind of didn't just bring back the last like eight or four people or right. whatever. Like yeah. they kind of mixed it up and brought back
our favorites,
the people that
the people's choice,
mm-hmm.
the people that really supported and loved them. And I think that's great because they, like I said, it's all about being able to maximize your opportunity. You must maximize your opportunity when you get on shows like this. So hopefully they move forward and do that.
Yeah. I'm excited. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing what you guys do in the real world.
In the real world. So let's go into, do we have any news? Do we have any news?
Well, Kelly makes quilts. She made quilts for TV News. All right, thanks for that great introduction. As I was saying, Kelly makes quilts, and she made a quilt for every single judge this season. So that was cute. And like you said earlier, she'll be back next season. So
she will be back next season. That was a huge announcement.
And she also did the Billboard Awards, which she actually looked great in most of her outfits.
Yes. Great job, most, by the way. Amazing job.
Not all of them.
Not every one of them, but, you know, it's good for Kelly. She's really, her stylist is really starting to create a lane because hasn't been that good this season. But I still love her. And, but for the most part, she looked amazing, mm-hmm. especially with that, gold suit. And, she did good. I liked it. I feel like she was kind of nervous because, you know, that's a big platform. She's mm-hmm. hosting. Hosting is different than kind of like music or acting or whatever. But, she did a good job.
I was proud. You know, this opportunity is going to open so many more doors for her to host. So that's cool. She's got such a great personality. So I can see it.
Yes. Yes. So many doors opening.
Definitely. So, yep.
That was all right. So that wraps up our news segment. Okay. So let's move into predictions now. Of course, this is a season finale.
And now, you're AfterBuzz TV.
It's a season finale. But we're going to go into predictions, I guess, moving forward, maybe for next season. What do you guys expect to see? What do you want to see change from this season? Different kind of talent? What are you hoping to see for next season?
Well, I'm just so happy that Kelly Clarkson is coming back next season.
Yes.
I want to see more indie artists. I agree with you. I'm excited to see what Team Alicia does next season. Hopefully, maybe next time, Team Alicia can take it home. I am looking forward to seeing more collaborations, definitely more artist development, more great stories. All of the artists that they brought in this year, I feel like their stories were just so inspiring. So, yeah.
Awesome. What about you, Mo?
I am looking forward to seeing more of the indie artists. I want to see if the coaches come in now with a more strategic plan,
yes,
like Alicia does. Like, are you going to come in with a strategic plan now? Is Kelly going to come in with a strategic plan now that she has a feel for it?
Mm-hmm.
And what are their plans and kind of how they're going to go about it? I do, like I said, I want to see a lot more indie artists, because it seems to me like a lot of country artists get picked up because that's what other, you know, coaches want to branch out to is the country sector.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what I want to see, more kind of like indie artists, more artists who maybe have like a power to them, like a powerful voice, or like just different, like the ukuleles and stuff. That was really cool. So I like those, you know, different, unique type things. Bring more instruments. Can we have people with more instruments?
That's such a great idea. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, I currently like the format of the show now. I love where the actual format of the show is going. Now, as far as the talent, I agree with you. I want to see more diversity. I want to see more Black folks on there. I want to see more Asian folks on there. I want to see more Hispanic folks on there. I want to see more color, more diversity. I want to see moving beyond country music, because in the beginning of the season it seemed like it was all country and it was so much country, and I honestly couldn't really get into it like I wanted to get into it. But I believe if we can just open that up, and I think that a part of that is who's the casting director, who's looking through the tapes and selecting the talent to be on the show, because sometimes that has a lot to do with it. So hopefully they have a good pool of people, you know, pulling those talent tapes, so mm-hmm. we can see the diversity even more on the show. I'm possibly looking forward to even maybe a new judge. They can kind of have Adam. I'm sorry. I love Adam, but I can see him being replaced. I can see someone coming in, you know, not that he's bad, but I want to see like a switch up in the judges panel.
For the
men.
That would be nice. You know what I mean? Yeah. And Adam's been set in his ways, you know, it is, I agree. Maybe it is time.
Yeah. It might be time. Maybe kind of because they switch out the girls. I think maybe they did switch out the guys because it started with CeeLo. That was my stuff.
Yes.
When CeeLo was on there, I was like, oh man.
CeeLo's dope.
Fortunately, he went through his situation, so they had to, you know. They have, like, you know, they've had Usher, they've had different people. They just haven't been as good as like an Adam or a Blake. I totally agree with that. But maybe trying to get somebody somebody else maybe for the guys.
Who would you like to see? Let's say that, ladies. Who would you like to see replace?
Great question, Candy.
Yeah. I don't know off the top of my head right now. Because guys are so low-key. I was thinking, like, maybe an Ed Sheeran or even a DJ maybe throw in there. David Guetta.
That is actually a great idea.
I think that would be great.
Add a DJ. That's actually a phenomenal idea. And you can't forget, you got DJ Khaled and you got Diddy on the floor.
They got on the floor.
So you got to make sure that whoever the guy is that you bring on this panel is going to be dope. So a DJ actually would be a great addition.
Yeah, like a DJ, it would be funny to see them coach, but, you know, they still have, like, I think David Guetta is great, very creative, very
awesome.
Knows who to put on a song and how to, you know, tune in. Another thing I liked was the save. I love the save that they had this, but I would like them to kind of return where they get one person that they can bring back. I think it was one person that they can bring back. That was really cool because people got another chance, which...
Yeah.
You know, ended up weighing out. Like, this is anybody's game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're watching live on YouTube, comment. Let us know your thoughts, you know, on what you expect to see for next season. We read through the comments, and
we would love
to connect with you and hear from you. So these were all really, really great suggestions for next
season. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And one last thing. I have to say this. Congratulations again to Bryn.
Thursday.
Yes.
Congrats.
Thursday.
We are going to be interviewing Bryn this Thursday.
Yes, we are. So make sure you check it out. I mean, that's going to be epic. I'm actually really, really looking forward.
Right here in studio.
So you guys got to keep it locked to stay tuned.
Definitely. That's what, Thursday at 5 p.m. So make sure you guys tune in because little Bryn will be here.
She'll be here.
Awesome. All right. So we're going to get ready to wrap this thing up. I just want to say before we go, thank you guys for being just such incredible hosts and being such an incredible support system, even beyond, you know, being in front of the camera. I appreciate you guys. Just our work ethic and working together and being able to have one another's backs and just pulling together as a team, because that's so important. So I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you.
And we appreciate you too, lead host.
Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. All right. So you guys, I am Chance Cessna. I would love to stay connected with you guys beyond the show. You can find me at Chance Cessna on Instagram and Facebook. And you can visit my website with my blog, and you can see everything that I'm doing at itsbychance.com.
And hey, everybody, I'm Monique Loveless, and you can find me on all social media platforms at Miss Mo Loveless, and that's MS Mo Loveless. And as we talk today, you need to know anything about style, fashion, you need tips, everything, make sure you visit my website at MoniqueLoveless.com. I have it all there.
Yes, guys, it has been an absolute pleasure to join you ladies this season. Again, you can support all of us in all of our personal endeavors. You can follow me on Instagram at Miss Candy Marie, on Twitter at Sweet Candy TV, and I'll also be co-hosting on the Queen Sugar Black Hollywood Live panel starting next Tuesday. Woo-hoo! So you'll see me again next Tuesday. Really excited about that. Also, really excited. I am one of the shopping correspondents on The Real, so really, really excited about that as well. So please support us and follow us all in our personal endeavors. Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.